Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Margot, and this is Saturday, April 8th, 2017, and I'm going to read from Richard Souter's blog today. He put a post up on April the 6th, and it's very important. If I don't finish it in one session, I'll do a part two. So his blog is called Event Horizon Chronicle. And you can find it, I've got links below, but you can find his blog at eventhorizonchronicle.blogspot.com. And the name of the post for the April 6th is The Deep State, A Bottomless Rabbit Hole. And just a little background on Richard, I've interviewed him several times. I hope to get another interview with him in the near future, working on that. He lives in Ecuador now, and but he was born in the U.S. He's got a Ph.D. He's best known for his research into underground bases and underwater bases, mind control, hidden in plain sight, what the government's been hiding from us, things like that. He's very well known. He has a brilliant mind. He can analyze the world scene like no one else I've ever seen. And then he synthesizes all of the different information and brings it together in his own viewpoint. And I think he expresses it better than anyone else I've seen out there. So this is why I like to read from his blog. And you can take it or leave it, but he does his research, and he puts links to all of his research. If you want to read any of his articles, they're really fantastic. And if you want to contact Richard, that's on his blog site, website as well. And he is in need of donations and support. He's in Ecuador and has been there for about 11 years now. So I think it might have been longer than that, but here we go. So fasten your seatbelt. The Deep State, A Bottomless Rabbit Hole, and this is written by Richard Souter, April 6, 2017. I've recently been marveling at the chaotic carnival sideshow that Washington, D.C. has become. No, check that. What I've recently been doing is marveling at the chaotic carnival sideshow that the entire USSA, which is what he calls the USA, has become. But no, that's not quite right either. What I've really been marveling at is that so many people persist in not seeing the USSA for what it actually is, a hypervigilant, sociopathic, chaotic, suicidal, genocidal, world-ravaging, existential threat to itself and to most anyone and everyone else all over the planet. Just recently, the news media had been full of stories about Donald Trump loudly braying to the world that the USSA will have to take care of North Korea by itself, if necessary. In this nuclear age, does anyone have any illusions about what that might mean? This comes hard on the heels of the Pentagon sending a wing of nuclear-capable heavy bombers to South Korea a couple of weeks ago. Does anyone have any illusions about what that might mean in this nuclear age if those nuclear-capable bombers are used? Beyond that conspicuous nuclear saber rattling, the Pentagon is right now moving a very large military force into Poland, just miles from the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad on the Baltic Sea. Have a look. And he has links to these YouTube videos. He has links to them, but the titles are U.S. Army Vehicles Arrive in Poland, U.S. Army Heavy Armor Arrives in Poland, U.S. Army Soldiers Arrive at Base in Poland, and U.S. Army Continues Deployment to Poland. And he continues, you can watch hours of these videos. Thousands of tanks, armored personnel carriers, heavy guns, thousands of troops, you name it, all being positioned in Poland right now at Orsic. It has to do with NATO's so-called enhanced further presence, which in plain English means moving the USSA Army right up to the Russian border, just 55 miles as the crow flies from Kaliningrad. Like the Russians won't notice the American Army assembling a large military force right on their border, as if it's a normal thing. I'm telling you very plainly that it is not a normal thing, and that this is the kind of thing the Pentagon does before it goes to war. These are war preparations. Any fool can see that. How many trainloads of USSA Army heavy armor do the Russians have to watch being unloaded 55 miles from their borders before they draw the obvious conclusion that a war force is being arrayed against them? And then there is the not inconsequential matter of the steadily growing Pentagon troop buildup in Syria, allegedly to fight ISIS, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, all the while that Donald Trump's Secretary of State was publicly announcing that the goal of the USSA was not to remove Assad from power. Notwithstanding that, within the last 2 days, the Trump administration is openly talking about a large imminent military strike against Syria, which they did since Richard posted this blog. It's all insane beyond belief, zanily contradictory at every turn, and spinning more and more wildly out of control. The picture that is coming into focus is of an ignorant, weak, incompetent buffoon of an American president and a rudderless American government that are in a violently gyrating, out of control, free fall towards absolute catastrophe. Now, I'm perfectly aware that many people who supported Donald Trump advanced the argument that the alternative was the crazed Dixie Mafia bitch queen and the communists, as one of my friends colorfully put it. But I hasten to remind you that no one has gone anywhere. They're all right there, and no one of any consequences in the deep state criminal hierarchy has gone to jail or even been arrested for their myriad crimes. It's all a big political show. Please remember that it was the Clinton campaign itself which fronted Donald Trump as the Pied Piper. He's the one that they chose, not the voters. The entire process is very heavily rigged. The people were presented with the choice that the system selected for them, not the other way around. There was no alternative. That's the rejoinder the Trump supporters, and that's true enough. What there was a carefully engineered, very well crafted political decision tree that tens of millions of people were skillfully led through and then led to believe that they had independently decided to elect Trump when nothing could be further from the truth. There was no alternative because the system very elaborately fabricated that precise political scenario such that hordes of voters simultaneously said, by the tens of millions, there's no other alternative. It's Machiavellian beyond belief. I say again, Trump was exactly the one that they wanted, precisely because he is narcissistic, not especially well-informed or intelligent, has no grand strategy, is not a clear thinker, is weak, indecisive, vacillates, is not a strong leader, and for all those reasons can be and is being manipulated by 1. Goldman Sachs and Wall Street, the Fortune 500, 2. The Zionists, 3. The military-industrial complex, 4. The multi-billionaire class, and 5. The alphabet soup agencies and the Clintons. The deep state can both 1. Put him in power and 2. Remove him from power at their whim or neutralize him, though he's so incompetent that he's essentially neutralizing himself as we speak. It's their game, and he's their puppet, whether he understands that or not, whether he agrees with that or not. So far, he has permitted himself to be manipulated up, down, and sideways. And I'm just going to insert something right here. This is going to make a lot of people mad to hear this, but we need to hear it. We need to hear it because I believe it's the truth. Okay, continuing with Richard's blog. Trump has no discernibly coherent strategy beyond a slogan that means whatever you want it to mean. Make America great again. What does that even signify? He's sending troops into Syria, preparing to unleash hell against that country, sending more troops and weapons to the borders of Russia, menacing the Chinese, playing with fire on the Iranian coast, ramping up the war in Yemen, and even sent one of his generals into the eastern Ukraine in recent weeks, evidently laying the groundwork for a new offensive against the ethnic Russian resistance in the Donbas. It's all a recipe for major warfare if he keeps it up. Let him send thousands of troops into battle in the Ukraine and see what happens. That's the direction he's headed right now. Just after USSA Army General Ben Hodges' visit, the ammo dump at Balaklaya blew up. All 138,000 tons of munitions. Click the link in the previous sentence and watch it. And then he's got another link below that. It took the better part of a day for it all to cook off. Perhaps the Russians drew a logical conclusion and set fire to the bombs that the Pentagon was planning to use in the Donbas against the ethnic Russian population and maybe even against Russia itself. It's hard to know for sure, but maybe we should think of this as Russian preventive maintenance. Glenn Hodges' visit is just one more indication that Trump is dangerously incapable and in way over his head. Goldman Sachs, the directors of the FBI, CIA, and NSA, and the generals in the Pentagon are now running the USSA government. Trump's just along for the ride. He's happy to be there. He's not in charge of serious policy formulation or implementation. On the contrary, policy is being dictated to him by others. He's a puppet, a figurehead. The Oval Office was on his bucket list. He's a placeholder for the deep state. The deep state. And all the while that the chaos builds, the deep state malevolently lurks, hatching its plots, carrying out its dark conspiracies. I want to emphasize that when I speak of the deep state, I mean it in two senses that are not mutually exclusive. One, the bureaucratic, compartmentalized deep state, and two, the physically deep, compartmentalized deep state. Let me provide just one example of many that could be cited to elucidate what I'm getting at. For years, I have been researching and writing and speaking about the many secret underground bases and tunnels that the deep state has constructed and uses. Those who are interested in knowing more about them will find my books on the subject available at my blog site, Event Horizon Chronicle, on the right-hand sidebar. Unfortunately, most people are unaware that official Washington, D.C. itself is nothing but a very public cover for a vast, sprawling, underground complex from which the general public are excluded, but which lies there below the streets, parks, and official government buildings like a huge anthill, miles of tunnels of all kinds going down many levels. One of my readers sent me the following account, which I reproduce here for your edification. Remember that nothing, absolutely nothing, is as we have been told. Here you go. And this is from something his reader sent. Years ago, I used to work in the motion picture industry as an electrician. While working on a movie, I worked for a number of months in the Washington, D.C. area. We shot for a number of days at the Treasury Building that sits on the corner of Pennsylvania Avenue right next to the White House. Given the nature of the shooting, we needed to make an electrical tie-in to the electrical supply of the building. This request was made in advance, and on the day that we began rigging the site, I was approached by a member of the Secret Service who led me to a small, narrow doorway just to the left of the main entrance of the Treasury Building on Pennsylvania Avenue, an entrance which is not typically used. The door opened toward the street that runs perpendicular to Pennsylvania Avenue. This narrow door opened to a long, very steep, and very narrow stairway, which was very much in keeping with the age of the building. Going down the stairway, as I recall, would have taken one down about 30 feet. We came to another very narrow door at the bottom. Opening the door, I was led into a very modern and very extensive hallway. This hallway extended to the vanishing point in both directions. We walked down the hallway, crossing other very long hallways to a utility room. I was led into the largest electrical service room I had ever seen, much larger than the largest office complex building. There were many rows of electrical panels. My immediate reaction was that this service must have supplied service to a small city. Opening the panel that I was allowed to access, I found massive bus bars several times thicker than your standard commercial panel. My best guess is that this hallway was located directly under the street that runs perpendicular to Pennsylvania Avenue. The hallway obviously ran north and south of Pennsylvania Avenue. The perpendicular hallways would have been running underneath the grounds of the White House. And that was the end of that description by his reader. And now Richard continues. But what my reader saw is only a small fraction of what is there underground. My research reveals that as of half a century ago, there were 17 underground levels, at least, beneath the White House alone. In recent years, the underground complexes beneath the White House and the Capitol building have been enlarged and modernized. There has also been subterranean construction near the Lincoln Memorial and beneath the Vice Presidential Mansion at the Naval Observatory in Northwest Washington, D.C. In fact, there were plans already in 1963 and 64 to construct a very deep facility 3,500 feet beneath downtown Washington, D.C., with high-speed elevator access from the White House, the State Department, and the Pentagon. I discuss these things in my book, Hidden in Plain Sight. I'm not an insider, but based on my own extensive archival research and what I have been told by others, such as my reader whose story I mention above, it is obvious that there is a literal, deep, physical rabbit warren beneath Washington, D.C., through which the deep state operates and henchmen scurry like so many dirty, thieving, lying, murdering rats. My research also points in the direction of highly secret undersea bases, as well as a highly secret, very high-speed, magnetic leviton, or maglev, tube train tunnel network beneath the USSA. My archival research supports that scenario, and that is what I've been told by others. There is a science fiction reality beneath our feet and beneath the seas about which we know precious little, albeit that we have been paid, that we have paid for it in any number of ways, ranging from extortionate taxation to outright theft of our life energy, our life labor's profit, and our falsely contrived slave reality into which we have been ruthlessly pinned by the dark underlords of the deep state. The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, FEMA, Homeland Security, Goldman Sachs, the Federal Reserve, the Pentagon, NASA, IRS, HUD, yes, HUD, the Interior Department, the Agriculture Department, the FDA, Hollywood, Microsoft, Facebook, Apple, and more. Thus, the deep state, in both its compartmentalized bureaucratic form, as well as in its many physical underground tunnels and secretive subterranean and underwater layers, continues on in the shadows without regard to the external superficial comings and goings of presidents and congresspersons. The public face of the power structure may and does change with the passage of the years, but out of the public eye, the dark machinations of the deep state carry on as it casts its nefarious plots over the face of the entire world. Powered by any means, war at any cost, greed, lies, torture, false imprisonment, theft, murder, deceit, spying, plunder, ruthless control, human trafficking, narcotics trafficking, weapons trafficking, mayhem and chaos are the vile fruits of the deep state. At its heart, it is depraved beyond all comprehension and devoted to the darkest imaginable arts and practices. At its heart, it is not human. And those who give themselves over to the service of the deep state jeopardize whatever small shreds of humanity they may still have. The deep state is methodically taking down the whole earth and all of humanity. You will not find good in the deep state. And yet, that is the power behind the throne in the USSA. That is the sinister force that pulls the levers of power behind the scenes. I'm going to stop there. This blog goes on. Well, I might have time to finish. I might have time. I'm not going to stop there. C- Consider Peter's Mountain in Virginia, not far from Charlottesville. We really don't know exactly what happens there, other than that there is an underground base there, and that agencies of the USSA government work there underground. How many people are underground there? Who are they? What do they do? How do they go and come? What is the precise function of the installation? How deep and how big is it? What sort of technology is used there? We simply do not know much about it, other than it is there. The same could be said of Mount Weather, also in the mountains of Virginia near Berryville. We know it is the so-called special facility for FEMA in the event of a national emergency, and that there is a large underground component beneath the mountain. How many people are there underground? Exactly what do they do? What sort of technology is used underground? Are there tunnel connections to other underground installations in the region? We just don't know. The deep state runs the facility, and they say very little about what they do. Or take the deep multi-level facility beneath the NSA headquarters in Laurel, Maryland, between Baltimore and Washington, D.C. Based on my research, this facility extends at least 20 levels underground, each level being multiple acres in size, packed with cutting-edge supercomputers and digital technology. The underground facility absolutely dwarfs what is visible on the surface, but again, what we do not know about what goes on beneath the NSA headquarters greatly exceeds what we do know. We don't know how many people are underground beneath the NSA. We don't know specifically what they do, whether there are underground tunnel connections to other facilities, how deep the facility goes, exactly what technologies are used there, and more. Truthfully, we do not know very much. And there are many more underground bases than just these. 3. One thing we do know is that in July of 2016, the Pentagon's auditors revealed that the USSA military could not adequately account for some $6.5 trillion in spending. The documentation is missing, or incorrect, or incomplete. Records are not there. Numbers have been altered, etc. The money goes into the military agencies by the many trillions of dollars as the years go by, and yet the Pentagon's own auditors cannot say with any certainty how it all gets spent or exactly on what. This astonishing degree of confusion, evasion, records destruction and alteration, and outright concealment of a multi-trillion dollar money stream is obviously a cover for off-the-books projects, facilities, and programs of the deep state. The deep state is highly secretive, highly mendacious, extremely deceptive, massively well-funded, equipped with cutting-edge high technology and hypervigilant. In a word, demonic. Donald Trump is not at all what so many of his supporters seem to want him to be. Donald Trump is the deep state's anointed one. And that was the end of the article by Richard Souter on his blog post from April 6th from EventHorizonChronicle.blogspot.com. I'm going to end it. We're out of time. My name's Margot. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. My website is margoshealingcorner.com. And I have a YouTube channel, Margot's Healing Corner, and a blog now, margoshealingcorner.blogspot.com. So the deep state runs deep, and it's not just in the USA, like Richard says, but I say it's worldwide. It's worldwide, and the deception and the control is worldwide. It goes way beyond just the USA, but the USA is being used as the main ones. So this is food for thought. So everyone take care. Be safe. Get right with Jesus. Time is short. And until next time, take care and God bless. Goodbye.